Joining us now on the Coach's Corner, we have Kaylee Franke, the head coach of the Newton Colfax Mingapella Aqua Girls. And Kaylee, thanks for joining us. First time we've had a chance to talk since you have taken over the helms of the Aqua Girls. And so let us in a little bit about what you're all about, I guess.
Yeah, well, I have been a swimmer myself for most of my life, and I had the joy of growing up swimming for the Northside Swim Team Otters under Lonnie Kerman, who is just an absolute legacy of a coach. And I always kind of knew that that's something that I wanted to be able to invest in athletes, and what the sport did for me, I wanted to carry that forward. And in my early 20s, I just decided to do a total career pivot. I was in staff recruitment and development, and I decided that I wanted to switch to recreation full time. And so I'm now an aquatics director at our local YMCA, after a couple of different opportunities to do that elsewhere and get to coach our Aqua Girls and our Penguins. So I'm very, very lucky. I also get to oversee our swim lessons programs and kind of start some of the new teams that we have coming up with our synchronized swim team and some other options we have there. And then I get to go home at the end of every day to a wonderful husband and way too many pets, including my three wonderful Labradors. And wow. So it's great. I've got it all.
You got quite
our
the
dog
busy life.
Actually is a competitive swimmer. She's a dock diving dog. And I'm just, swim is everywhere in the Franke
house. You just love to compete in the water, don't you?
I sure do.
Well, talk about this year's team. You've all had two meets so far. You started out winning the Williamsburg Triangular, and then coming up last Thursday, just this past Thursday, you went to Grinnell and participated in a meet there, placed third. So how's the year been going so far?
You know, it's going really, really well, and a lot of that is attributed to the girls didn't know who was going to be their coach until kind of the last minute. We had a real race to get the season started, and I got to see, as the local aquatics director, the work that they were putting in, even without all the questions answered. And I truly think how much work the girls put in this summer before we even had the chance to be all together as a team is a testament to how well they're doing so far. I mean, last Thursday's meet, we lost, or not lost, we came in third by only 1 point to two teams that have diving, which, if you know anything about the sport of swim and dive, when you have a diving team as well, there's a whole other category of points that can go towards your team score. So to know that there is an event we can't even take place in and we only came in after them by a point just makes me so phenomenally proud of the girls, because that meant that they swam well enough to keep up with teams that offer both swim and dive points wise in the pool. And that is just a testament to the work they've put in both with me and before me.
Yeah, I know Harper Barton is one that had a very successful meet. I think you won 4 out of the 12 events, I think, at that one. And of course, she, I think, got 2 of the wins for you and was in the relay team that won as well, wasn't she?
She certainly was. Yeah. Harper's been a great leader for us, not just in the pool, but in the way that she really approaches her younger teammates and things like that. So she's really kicking butt on both fronts right now. She's swimming fast, she's swimming clean, and she's leading well while doing it.
Also, you have another name that's familiar to folks who follow Newton Athletics. Tori White is on the team, and she's been doing well.
Yes. Oh my gosh, what a gem. Tori's one that she never hesitates to put in the work. Like, really, when we highlight these girls that are doing well, it's because they're willing to work well. And I would say we don't have a girl on the team that's not this year. But Tori, her drive is really, really high. And also her school pride. Like, she doesn't just want to swim well for herself. She wants to swim well because she's a card. And she cares about how she reflects her community. So that's neat to see. It's always a joy to watch Tori swim, because there's really not a stroke that she can't swim clean and well and with enthusiasm, no matter what she's racing.
She has definitely immersed herself in Newton sports while she's been in high school, definitely, for sure. She's about went out for everything she could. So,
yes.
Very good athlete. And I understand you know you have at least one swimmer from Pella. Talk about her. And do you have any from Colfax Mingo?
Oh, so we have Katie Anderson from Colfax Mingo, and we've got a whole, I would say about 50% of our team this year is Pella girls.
Okay.
We're very, very lucky. Two Pella girls to really put the highlight on, I would say, are, well, I'm gonna hand you three, and they're all wonderful, so it's hard to choose. But Julia Netter really, really owns the butterfly for us and goes all in and all out. So it's a joy to watch her swim. Reed McLeod is our distance girl, and is also a phenomenal backstroker, and she's just knocking it out of the park as a freshman. Reed is definitely one to watch alongside Julia, and then Emily Weave. Both for fast swims and for leadership is just one that you want to watch. She puts in the work. Her academic drive alongside her athletic drive, if you could see all that kid balances to still swim the way she swims, just Emily's an all-star for sure.
Now, coming up on Tuesday of next week, you have a home encounter with Williamsburg. So I'm sure you'd love to see the swimming area at the YMCA just packed with fans, right?
Absolutely. My favorite days in both my jobs are meet days because I just get to see that pool full of people in the community investing back in the sport that I get to invest in every day. And it's just so cool to see. And this will be my first high school meet with our community. I'm new to Newton myself. And so I'm just so excited. I've seen how our club swim parents show up. I just know that our high school swim supporters are gonna double and triple that. So I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah, you got a couple of home meets back to back, right?
We do. We've got a very heavy at home September, heavy away October.
Okay. So are you pleased with the progress that you've made over here this first couple of weeks that you've been the coach?
I mean, it's easy to see good progress when you come off of two really great predecessors. I mean, everybody knows Coach P, everybody knows Sarah, and she did a phenomenal job of establishing a true legacy for that sport in this town. And Nick's investment in the girls really carried that forward. So yes, I have been happy with the results we're seeing. And I'm not afraid to give kudos to those who came before me and set the expectation and the platform.
But still, a lot of potential, you think, in the squad to improve for
Oh,
the end of the
yes,
season?
we've got a really strong group of rookies this year. We had some older girls that decided to come out for the sport, even though they've never done it before. And so we're seeing really good promise on both the JV and the varsity roster for a lot of PRs, and a lot of success leading all the way up to state.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate you spending time with us. And have a good home meet come up on Tuesday.
Sounds good, and we'll see you there. Thank you, and go Cards.
That's Kaylee Frankie, the head coach of the Newton Colfax Mingo Pella Aqua Girls on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.